Until just a few years ago, Clint Eastwood was regarded as a sure thing at the box office. That was before he made such flops as Pink Cadillac, The Rookie, and White Hunter Black Heart. His latest film, the 16th he directed himself, is called Unforgiven, and it's pretty risky. A Western that's 2 hours and 10 minutes long. Film critic Stephen Schiff took a look.
I don't know whether Unforgiven will be a box office hit, but I do know this. It's Clint Eastwood's masterpiece, the finest film he's ever directed, and the best Western anyone has made in at least a dozen years. No one could possibly film a Western these days without being a little bit revisionist and self-conscious. And sure enough, Unforgiven is a Western about Westerns, particularly about the mystique of six-shooters and gunmen and violence. Eastwood plays Will Money, once among the most feared killers ever to come out of Missouri, but now an aging and not very successful hog farmer. His beloved wife, who helped reform him, has just died, leaving him to raise their 2 kids. But the hogs are sick, and the sun is hot, and on the horizon lies one last adventure. In the little Wyoming town of Big Whiskey, a cowpoke has flown into a rage and slashed the face of a prostitute. Now the other prostitutes are offering $1,000 to anyone who will kill the slasher and his pal. Will Money can barely remember how to get on a horse, but the temptation of all that cash is too great. He takes along his old partner, Ned, played by Morgan Freeman, and a hot-to-trot youngster who calls himself the Schofield Kid, played by James Wolvet, and he heads for Big Whiskey. What he doesn't know is that law and order are being maintained there by another ex-killer, a peace-loving but sadistic sheriff named Little Bill Daggett. He's played by Gene Hackman in a beautiful performance that's typical of this movie's richness and complexity. Nothing in Unforgiven is black and white. Even the slasher isn't truly evil. Hackman's Little Bill begins as a likable and refreshingly straightforward character, but he winds up as a mesmerizing villain, and the movie builds inexorably to the final confrontation between him and Will Money. It begins like this, with two reformed killers stripping away the veneer of restraint and civilization to reveal the angels of death they've always been and always will be.
You'd be William Money out of Missouri. Kill women and children.
That's right. I've killed women and children. Killed just about everything that walks or crawls at one time or another. And I'm here to kill you, Little Bill. For what you did to Ned. Boys better move away.
All right, gentlemen. He's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like a mangy scoundrel he is.
Eastwood's performance here is by turns poignant and terrifying. This is his best acting ever, but then Unforgiven is full of bests. Eastwood has never gathered such a superb ensemble of actors around him, and he's never worked from such a terrific screenplay before. It was written by David Webb Peoples. Eastwood tells his story in a grand and beautiful arc, beginning in blistering sunshine and ending in cold darkness and rain. And the webbing supporting that arc is made up of 1,000 carefully spun oppositions between the Madonna-like wife who reformed Will Money and the vengeful prostitutes who lure him back to the gun, between the trigger-happy Schofield Kid, who knows nothing of death, and the trigger-shy Will and Ned, who know too much. Most remarkable of all is the way Eastwood demystifies the Western without demythifying it. He makes every scene feel rough, unglamorous, and real, and yet, in the end, he allows us to hold on to the myth of the gunman in all its bleak majesty. He knows that the movies depend not on truth or on legend alone, but on a subtly convincing mixture of the two. With Unforgiven, the highest pantheon of the great American movie genre expands. To the list of John Ford, Howard Hawks, Anthony Mann, and Sam Peckinpah, now add Clint Eastwood.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.